The demon sees.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
The man down here in help of it.
Demon sees.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hey, everybody. It's been some time since I've attempted to make something like this. I don't know how long this will go on for. I have no idea, but and you know, I have to do something. The other people didn't turn up, so here I am, trying to educate, give you something to listen to with some content. I'm going to talk about the paranormal. A lot of you people don't realize that some of the things you hear about, they're not always what they seem. I want to tell you about, you know, everything from ghosts, ghoulies, aliens, things like Bigfoot. They're dangerous, bad. I know for a fact, a lot of you people don't believe ever that these things could come out of a bush or the back of your closet, you know, late at night and kill you. Unbelievable, the thought of being killed by aliens or Bigfoot. But people like me, we research, we do a lot of research into these things to find out exactly the truth behind them. Some people don't believe in Bigfoot, and you can't blame them after what you hear. You know, people saying things like Bigfoot is not real, it's made up by people who live in the bushes. Well, how about Big Dick? It's even more dangerous. It's got a really long dick. And that hides out there now watching, just waiting for you. It'll come and get you. Anyway, I thought I'd look at some different cases of, you know, paranormal things. And introduce them. So you've got something to listen to. It's good in a way. In some ways, it's not so good, but help me. Don't worry, it gets better than this, I think. Let's go to the first case study. Let's go to the first case study.
Father Michael Jackson presents Tales from the Tabernacle.
Tales from the Tabernacle.
13 terrifying tales of the occult from the pen of esteemed curate and demonologist Father Michael Jackson.
Spooky and insightful. St. Mary's Parish Newsletter.
Occult researcher and Catholic priest for over 53 years, Jackson reveals 13 never-before-published paranormal tales based on his own true-life experience within the realms of the eerie and the improbable. 3 stars, Cumbran Free Press. From the benevolent witch of Betty's Lanes to the curse of the Rodgy Nutty Boys.
Enthralling. I couldn't put it down. Gary Plumley, ex-Newport County.
Jackson pulls no punches with this chilling insight into the darker side of life as a cleric in South Wales' most haunted parish.
Brilliant. A real page-turner. Linda Nolan of the Nolan Sisters.
Available now through Cleric and Cross Publishing, or download the audiobook online today via www.spookypriest.com.
Free crucifix. Hang on a minute.
Sorry, Dave.
Music stop.
My mistake.
Richard, how am I supposed to do this? Cumbran Free Press. Cumbran. Spooky priest. We'll go from the top.
Perfect.
Can
let's
I get
go
the water in here, Richard?
We're bringing it in now.
Spooky priest. Okay, let's go.
Okay, ready when you are, love. Rolling.
We asked the BuzzFeed community to tell us their funniest stories about poop. Here's the hilarious results. One time, I was really drunk and I had to use the bathroom, and my friend was using the only toilet in the house. So, for some reason, I decided to shite in the bathtub. and I finished my business, right? But as I tried to get up, I fell backwards into the tub and into my own shite. So in my drunken state, I turned on the shower, I tried to clean myself up in the bathtub, but I mean, the shower drain got clogged and it created a giant shite bath that circled all around me. Cleaning that up wasn't much fun. Well, for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to have coffee, Taco Bell, and White Castle during the 3-hour drive to my parents' house. I mean, I was 5 miles from their house when my stomach took a turn for the worse. I mean, I let out a relief toot, and I felt something unusual. I couldn't wait anymore. I mean, I sped into a Target parking lot and ran into the store. I was full on crowning. I mean, I rushed into a bathroom stall and exploded before my cheeks could even hit the seat. I looked down and saw full poop in my underwear, which, I mean, when I was done, meant I had to buy new underwear, and I actually cried as I drove to my parents' house. I mean, they asked how the drive was. I said, fine. And that was when I farted one last time and accidentally shit on the floor.
Last month, I was outside with my dog while he went to the bathroom, and it suddenly hit me that I also needed to go to number two, you know, like now. Yeah, and I clenched my butt as hard as I could, and we ran inside. We made it just a few feet from the bathroom before I shit myself, and I was only wearing boxers, so my shit ran all the way down my legs onto the floor. And, you know, while shamefully cleaning up the mess, the smell triggered my gag reflex, and it made me puke. So there I was, sitting on the floor naked, covered in my own shit and puke, and as my mum pulled up and honked from the driveway to take me to the farmer's market. I was a maid of honour at my best friend's wedding, and I spent the week before taking care of my flu-infested boyfriend. But I mean, I showed no symptoms. So we all lined up to take pictures with the bride, and suddenly I started to feel a bit ill. When I sneezed only once, like, you know, and I immediately started to feel something drip down my leg. Yeah. When I looked down, and my leg was covered in shit. So I had to run away and wipe it off. The whole night, you know, I couldn't get over the fact that I'd shit myself in my bridesmaid's dress. I mean, the professional pictures bring back memories that I'll never forget. Obviously for more reasons than one, really. It was a morning of my AP chemistry exam. And I was at McDonald's, and to be honest, I thought I had to fart, but I ended up crapping my pants. So I waddled by several clothing stores around me in hopes of buying fresh underwear, but none of them were open yet, and I knew I couldn't be late for my test, so I couldn't go home to change. Basically, I had to sit in my own shit throughout the entire AP exam, which I ended up failing. My husband and I were on our honeymoon, and I was on medication that made stuff happen a lot faster than you'd hope. And when I told my husband I had to go now, we walked home. But as soon as we unlocked the front door, I just felt it. You know, I did everything I could to clench, but it all came forth like a massive explosion of hot lava. And I crouched down crying, saying, "That's happening." And my fantastic husband cleaned my pants. He cleaned them out with his hands. And that was definitely how we expected our honeymoon to go. I mean, you can't deny that is love.
When I was little, I found a package of chocolate laxatives in our fridge. And I thought it was candy, you know, so of course I ate the whole box. And there was an immediate gurgle in my stomach. And the next thing I knew, I was filling my pants with, you know, feces, poop, shit. And I didn't even have time to make it to the toilet. So I ended up running through the entire house to the bathroom, crying with poo spraying out of my bottom. Went everywhere. Yeah, we'll do that again.
Last winter, I worked at a ski resort, and after I got into the chairlift and headed up the mountain to go to work, I somehow managed to shit my pants.
Now, I had to ride all the way back down the mountain while shit seeps down my legs into my snowboard boots. And I spent the next hour cleaning myself up in the bathroom and creating an elaborate excuse as to why I smelled like shit and why I was late for work. Hey everybody, I was in the middle of an exam at school and with my stomach held up, I knew I was in trouble. So I bolted for the bathroom and I made it to the toilet just in time to let the majority of the shit flow out in the sink. I went to a fancy restaurant with a guy I'd been seeing for a few months, and in the middle of dinner I had what I thought was a small bit of gas, and I tried to slyly release it, but it actually turned out to be liquid diarrhea. So I sat there and tried not to panic, but I actually felt it spreading, and I had my white jacket on. It was actually hanging off the back of my chair at the time, so I snuck it down to my waist, and I excused myself to the toilets when I had, to be honest with you, explosive diarrhoea. And once it dissipated, I took off all my clothes to inspect the damage. And there was a sort of like tennis ball sized brown mark on the back of my outfit. So I dipped it back into the toilet to let it soak. You know, unfortunately it came out. But, by now I'm completely naked. So I ran from the toilet, the toilet cubicle to the sink for some soap, and I washed the area till the stain went away, and then I dried it as best as I could, and I somehow made it back to the table in time with no questions. I ended up dating the same bloke for a couple of years, and to this day I'll never know if he knew that I shit myself. I've still got the same outfit. I'd just gotten home from eating spicy chicken fingers at a restaurant. I was talking to my mother in the kitchen when I felt a strange gurgle in my stomach. I let out what I thought would be a fart, but I actually shit myself. So I waddled up the stairs to take my shit-filled underwear and clean myself up. When I got out of the shower, I heard my mother scream because my dog had gotten into the bag with my shit-filled underwear and dragged them all around the house, spitting shit all over the place. There were brown stains everywhere.
My family and I were on vacation in Egypt. I felt sick all day, so as soon as we got to the tombs, I ran into the bathroom, bypassing the lady who was handing out the toilet paper. I rushed into a stall and my arse exploded on the toilet. I kept yelling for my sister to get me the toilet paper, but apparently you have to pay for each square in public restrooms there. So she ended up spending £4 on toilet paper. 2 hours later, we finished our tour and walked by the reception, and I saw a closed for maintenance sign on the toilet that I had used previously. My anus literally broke an Egyptian national monument.
Hey, I've always hated using the public bathrooms, but I was stuck at the airport and I really needed to have a shit. So, I did my business, I was feeling better, but I looked down and I saw it's a bloody floater in the toilet, floating on top of the water. It would not go down, and it was a busy bathroom, so I didn't want to leave the stall, I was a bit embarrassed, so I covered my poop with the toilet paper and I left. The problem was solved, but I was wrong, because I don't know why, but the poop freaked me out, so I end up going back to the toilet stall to try and fish the plop out and put it in the toilet and put it in the bin instead, but that didn't work, so I just kept flushing the toilet over and over again, and luckily it eventually went down, but my hands, they smelled disgusting, and the only solution I could think of was to roll on the deodorant all over my hands to get rid of the smell of shit.
Right, I've got a brother, right, and when he was a lot younger, he went to his mate's house with my mother, right, and he went into the bathroom, right, so we're calling the bathroom, right, he went to the fucking toilet, he went to the shitter, right,
he called out to my mother, right, after a few minutes. And he said that his shit was so long and thick that it would not flush. It just wouldn't go down, right? So my mother had to go up there and slice up his shit with a bit of aluminium foil paper, like tin foil, and mash it all up and flush it down that way.
It was my freshman year of college, and I had the most beautiful lab partner in my chemistry class. And one day during lab, my stomach was rumbling, and I thought it was just gas, so I ignored it and carried on as the teaching instructor gave instructions during the class. Finally, everything started to kick in, and my stomach went crazy. I suddenly had the urge to go straight away, and I told my beautiful, gorgeous lab partner that I would be right back. So I ran to the closet, which was downstairs in the basement, and I squeezed my cheeks, holding my ring piece together as tightly as I could. And I swung the stall door open, and right before I sat down, I shit my grey yoga pants. I was mortified. I cleaned myself up and somehow got the courage to go back upstairs, where I told my lab partner that I had been sick and had to go home. But I had to walk across the campus of my college in my shit-covered pants. And that will haunt my dreams forever.
Hey, I wasn't feeling so great, so I decided to visit my paramedic boyfriend at work. And as I pulled into the station, I felt everything in my intestines turned to liquid. I mean, I frantically called him to let me in, but he was just too slow. So I got out of my car. I went to the wood box where they kept the dumpsters. I pulled down my pants, and a liquid volcano of evil blasted out of me. I mean, I sheepishly walked back to the car to find some napkins to clean up with. But my boyfriend finally came out, and I lied to him. I said I threw up in the dumpster. He went to look, and I mean, he could tell I did much more than just puke. So he gave me a kiss. He told me to go home and lay down. Ladies, I'd just like to say, marry a man who'll still kiss you even after you shit your brains out next to a dumpster at his workplace.
Bloody heat. It's enough to drive a man insane. Looks like it's going to be another hot one today, old boy. Al, you're not wrong there. I mean, what I'd give to be back home now in the fog, the rain. But I never thought I'd find myself saying that, you know. Actually missing that damp, cold, bloody miserable weather. You know the one thing I really miss, McLaren?
What would that be, sir?
TikTok videos. I mean, what I'd give for a bloody good unboxing on YouTube, you know. A basic skincare tutorial wouldn't go amiss. I'd give my eye teeth for an Instagram post right now. Somebody's lunch in a gastropub. I mean, think about it. At this exact moment, somebody's out there in cyberspace tweeting about the size of chocolate bars and how they were bigger in the 80s.
Okay. I think we all miss the old Deep Dave down the old YouTube rabbit hole, sir.
Well, there's no such bloody chance of that out here, McLaren. It's just you, me, and the relentless drivel of this bloody jungle. Over and over again, day in, day out. Oh, well. Best get back to it, McLaren.
There you are, sir.
Oh!
Welcome to this episode of The Cultural Review. I'm your host, David Entley, and each episode I shall be taking a journey into the world of late 20th and early 21st century culture, from books and films, television and music, right through to the big screen and beyond. With me this week, it's a far cry from the flobbing club scene of 90s Scotland as we join writer and bon viveur Rab Lemon on the banks of his Loch Lomond home to discuss his new book, The Rebirth of the Hokey Cokey. There'll be a journey down memory lane as schoolboy detective Euripides Jenkins dusts down his knee-length shorts and exercise books after a 50-year hiatus as we chat to the remarkably sprightly author and octogenarian Vivian Lambsdale. And as always, we'll delve deep into the archive to discover one of Liverpool's best-kept sporting secrets from way back in 1986. So sit back wherever you are for the next half hour or so and enjoy a rich dish of popular culture served up with all the trimmings as we open the gates on yet another Cultural Review.
Help me. Help me. Renee from Manuelo. Arthur Fowler, Maria Punk. Harold Lloyd. That's Life, Burst Ransom. John Graver's newsroom. Blue Peter, when the elephant did a... When the elephant did a poo on the floor, and they used to show outtakes of... They used to show outtakes of TV shows. And then they would show them that clip. Last of the Submarine theme tune. But the version of the theme tune with words that nobody's really familiar with, but if you go online, you can find it. You can find that. Jerry Anderson, Thunderbirds, Stingray, and the lesser known ones, Fireball XL5, and the other one that he did about a priest who speaks gobbledygook. Fuck me, if you know what that is, you really have been spending too much time on the internet. So many different things. So much fucking absolute bullshit. Help me. Help me.
If your power goes out, start to panic. Abandon all family members or neighbors who may be vulnerable if exposed to extreme heat or cold. Avoid any battery-powered light sources and remain shrouded in darkness at all times. Plug in and turn on all sensitive electrical equipment, such as televisions or computer terminals. Leave all major electrical appliances running to enhance potential power surge in the event of the first electromagnetic flux. Keep your refrigerator and freezer doors open as long as possible to ensure full degradation of contents. Do not use any heat sources to maintain a survival room temperature. If driving, disregard the highway code, treat stop lights as if they no longer exist, ignore the national speed limit at all times. Do not attempt to communicate with emergency services, and ignore all news radio stations with any further updates. If you're heated outside, stand directly in front of the initial blast and await evacuation.
The Demon Sea.
Lock us? You must be mistaken.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.